What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from Stranger Things, actor Caleb McLaughlin. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing? Thank
Good,
you for having
buddy.
Me.
Thanks for taking the time to come. Big fan of yours. You do some great work out there. I saw you on the Golden Globes red carpet for like a half a second. We get a chance to wrap out. Did you do the after party thing?
Yes. I tried to go to some after parties, but I designated myself to go to the Netflix one.
Well, that's smart move. Smart move right there. Wise choice. But how old are you now, Caleb?
I'm 16.
16. Yeah. So you still got to have a curfew, right?
Yes, of course I do. But then I...
What's curfew right now?
Right now, I think...
What do you mean you think?
I don't know. It depends on the day. Also, I'm homeschooled, so it's just easy for me to just like...
You still got to be home at a certain time. You don't
know
what
it is. Well, like, I would say...
It fluctuates.
Actual... At home.
Should we ask his dad?
Yeah, dad. What's my bedtime?
That's such a complicated question.
Yeah, dad. What's my bedtime?
It depends what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like real.
I like that.
It's fluid.
You got a floating curfew.
Yeah,
that's tight.
Yeah. But like the latest.
I wish my old man had that.
But I'm at home at maybe 1.
Yeah.
But then I stay up because I'm just so energized.
Yeah. So wait a minute. You're 16. You just turned 16?
Yes.
Not too long ago?
Uh-huh.
Happy
October
birthday. 13.
Thank you.
Are you driving yet or no?
I'm close to driving. I always wanted to drive. Now I'm 16. I'm like, okay, I can take my time.
Take your time.
I could drive. I just need to get my permit.
Yeah, you got to get the permit. Where are you from originally?
New York.
Okay, so where in New York?
Upstate.
Okay, well, you need a car in upstate.
Yeah, I know. I do.
It's not like, unless you're like in the city and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when I was 16, I was actually 15 and I had a permit and I was driving... which is absurd, by the way, looking back on the way I was and being 15. You shouldn't have any 15-year-olds on the road.
Gotcha.
I'm like that dad now.
Oh, okay.
And
gotcha.
I couldn't wait to get behind the wheel. Now, it is the thing I dread the most.
Really?
Yes. If I could have one perk, it'd be to have a driver.
Wow.
Right? Especially with the traffic and everything.
I agree. It's cool when you're like 16, 17, and then you're a little older and you're like, it'd be great if someone would just drive me around.
Yes, yes.
Really?
That's the first time you get a little freedom. You know, by yourself, you can put on your jams.
Be like, I can just go to ShopRite. I'll be right back, guys.
Exactly. So, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you were great in the, before we get into Stranger Things, in the new edition.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was Now, where did you, didn't play Bob. You played, would you play Ricky?
Yes.
Ricky
Bell.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, Ricky Bell. That was great, man. That one's been a lot of fun for you.
It was a historical experience because I got to meet New Edition and then I got to tell their story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you really sing.
Yes, I
nice.
Do really sing, yes.
You really sing, yeah. You can blow right there.
Yeah, thank you,
guys. That's the one thing I love about the cast, too, getting to know you guys now, is that there's some talent there. I mean, y'all sing, you, Gayton, Millie, y'all sing and dance and... obviously act, so not like just a bunch of spoiled kids that are out there doing a show.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting in your time right there.
Yes.
Do other actors that you're a fan of, have they been coming up to you and say, hey, man, I'm a fan of your show and I'm watching and stuff? Like, who surprised you the most?
The recent one was Drake.
Drake?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You guys posted pictures. I saw you posted a picture with Drake.
Yeah.
Really posted a picture with Drake. That's cool.
I know. Yeah, that was crazy. I walked into the Netflix party. I saw him sitting down. I was walking towards him. He got up and started walking towards me, and I'm like, wow. And he's like, man, I'm a fan of your show. You're inspiring. And he's like, I just wanted to let you know, just keep doing it. And I'm like, wow. And he gave me a big hug, and it was like a really nice hug.
Yeah, he's a real nice guy.
Yeah, really nice guy.
That's great.
You should have been like, oh, great, man. What's your name?
Oh, yeah. That would be so funny.
That would have been an epic comeback. Yeah, what do I...
I like, wait, what's your name?
Nice to meet you. Good luck to you, too.
Yeah.
You've been nominated for an NAACP award.
Yeah.
Language award, man. That's awesome. Congrats.
I know that is, it's great because like, I'm glad that they recognize my work and I always tell people to be their biggest fan and embrace their face. But like now that they recognized it is just so inspiring. Mm-hmm. And then now I get to share it. And if, when I go there, on Sunday night, I may not win, but just good luck to all my, other
just being
opponents,
invited.
Yes.
An honor,
yeah.
Right? Good for you. Okay, so what can you tell us about season 3 of Stranger Things? Because they're very secretive, obviously. Do you even know what's going on yet?
I do.
Ooh, have you started filming?
No, we haven't.
Did they give you one strict script at a time, or did they give you the whole season?
It's you never know, it's unpredictable. Because you don't know what the writing and how long it's going to take, because Stranger Things is, it's not easy just to be like, all right, I'm going to write a few stuff, make it fun. It's just, it has to be, and it has to be, it's very strategic because there's so much to it. But yeah. We start April, and what was your question again? I kind of got lost. Oh my gosh.
If you could tease us with anything, if you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because let's talk about where we last left off.
Oh yeah.
You were macking on that cute little redhead girl right at the dance. That was a great little scene.
Yeah, that was fun.
She's cute.
She's pretty. Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name is Sadie.
Yeah. Is it okay? You got a little smile on your face, so that's a nice little perk of the job right there. And everything was kind of all right? And everybody was in the dance, and you'd just gotten back, but they kind of like alluded to what's that big the Demogorgon?
Yes,
right, kind of in the sky.
Yeah. Like that was like the Shadow Monster.
The Shadow Monster was like the big daddy.
It was underneath. Yeah, it was underneath.
Yes, like the big daddy, right? Yeah. The little thing. So you can't kill that dude, right?
Well, I don't know. We have to find out.
Don't be slick. Don't try to be slick.
Season 3. I know that where it's gonna be taking place and stuff. Just like the whole plot, basically. But they haven't started.
Where's it gonna be taking
place? Well, hey. I can't say anything.
Got it. Where do you shoot the show, actually?
Where do I shoot the show? Atlanta.
Atlanta, okay, so it all takes place in Atlanta.
That's where we're going to... Yeah, that's what I mean.
Got it. And entirely, right? The whole thing in Atlanta right there?
Yeah, even first season, second season. I'm not sure about season 3. Things change, so...
Right, okay. So we may say right there. And how many episodes are going to be in season 3? Do you know that?
No, I have no idea.
Huh, I didn't even tell you that. Wow.
Can't tell us anything.
That's a big...
Thanks for coming by. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you had that kissing scene, did you rehearse a lot or you just dove in?
I think I rehearsed... For myself, because I...
Whoa, you kissing mirrors or what?
No, because, like, to be honest with you...
Yeah.
I was, like, actually in the mirror, like, at my house, I'm like, nah, I'm gonna just let it happen. But there, she actually came in, like, 100 times, and the duffer was like, what are you doing? She's like, I thought you said go, but I think I'm a pro now. Because of that.
Okay,
but I don't know, but...
Did you hook up the Altoids and, like, do a little gargle right before or no?
I actually did. I actually had some Listerine. It was like,
good for you. That's
and
a good
gum.
Move.
I didn't want my... And then also I got lip balm so I wouldn't be chapped.
There you go. Yeah. That's a good move because you never want him going back and like,
it was okay.
Breath was kicking. You don't want that.
No.
Keep that up.
I definitely don't want that.
The little girl, the actress who played your sister, your little sister.
Yeah, I know. People love that. It's so funny.
She was funny, man. She was funny. So let's talk about this new animated show.
Yes.
Congrats on that.
Thank you.
Space is the name of it. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I'm going to be playing young Gary. He's the main character, and he goes through all these adventures in space, and he has this,
spaceship?
Yeah. Well, no, but like, he's in space, a lot of adventures. He has his friends and stuff. And his father passed away. At one point, and now he's just like figuring out life.
Yeah. Got it. And where can we see that at?
You can find that on TBS.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Good for you,
TBS,
man.
Right? TBS,
yeah. And how did you get into this business, Caleb?
How did I get into it? My sister actually introduced it to me.
Really?
My little sister. Yeah.
Your little sister was into it prior to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started at community theater in our hometown called Pied Piper.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't want to do it by herself, so she was like, come on, do it with me. I don't want to do it by myself. So I was like, okay, I'll do it with you.
And then from there, you you got an agent or you fell in love with
it? Well, not right there. Not exactly. It took me a while to like say I want to pursue my career in acting. We've done a few plays at that time.
Right.
And then my parents took me to go see Lion King on Broadway. And I was like, wow, Simba. I want to be Simba. And they were like, okay, you can do it. And I'm like, all right. I wasn't even thinking about acting. I was like, that kid's having so much fun on stage.
Yeah.
It was on Broadway. And a year later, I auditioned and I booked it. I didn't realize how much of a blessing it was to just audition one time and booking it.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah. That's like lottery.
Yeah, I know. So I auditioned, I got it. And then probably 6 months in performing, I was like, I want to pursue my career in acting. And that's when my parents were like, all right, let's get an agent and look more into it.
Did you stay doing the show as well? Or
sorry?
Did you stay continue with doing the Lion
King
as well?
For 2 years. Yeah, and I've done a few guest starring roles on TV shows.
Yeah, but right there off the bat in Broadway. Is it just you and your sister? Or you got other brothers and sisters?
I have other brothers and sisters. I have an older sister and an older brother.
Oh,
Priscilla
okay.
and Corey. Yeah,
are they all performers or?
They are. They could perform definitely. They're very talented, but that wasn't their calling.
Right. Yeah. Got it. Now that's cool. Mom and Dad, were they into it?
Or? Yes. Yes. So my dad, the professional classical opera singer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Look at that. Dad with the pipes.
I know.
Look at that. Okay, so it's a genetic thing.
Yeah, and then my mom, she went to school for performing arts as well.
Oh, look mm-hmm. at that. Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, so it wasn't like something you just
like, oh my gosh, he could sing. Yeah,
or he can act. In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then it just came to me. They didn't force it on me. That's the thing. I wanted to be so many other things.
Right.
I wanted to be a bodybuilder. I wanted to be a rock and roll singer with the spiky hair.
There's still time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a basketball player.
There are no rules.
So, yeah. Uh-huh. It just came to me.
Nice, man. Nice. And you got anyone special in your life? You got a girlfriend or?
You know, no, I don't. But I feel like it's going to happen soon, but.
Yeah, no,
I don't
no.
really.
Oh, you
that's
got
not my desire.
That's okay.
That's not my desire.
Yes, you got nothing but time. Have fun. Yeah. Focus on doing good work. The rest will come right there. So, are you big on social media? I mean, I've seen...
Like, what do you mean, like...
Do you like doing it a lot? Because I know I see your posts and stuff. Are you into it?
I have to keep the fans entertained. But, like, it's not that I'm like, I have to. I don't feel like it. It's because I want to just bring positivity in the world. Like, you know my hashtag, embrace your face, be your biggest fan.
Embrace your face?
Yes, embrace your face, be your biggest fan. Yeah.
Be your biggest fan. That's very positive.
Embrace your face started off... I had a really bad acting day on set. And I put pimple remover on, and I was just having a great day. And my mom and I came from set, and we're going into Publix. She's like, you're gonna go in Publix with all that pimple remover on your face? I'm like, what's the matter with it? She's like, okay, it's fine. I'm like, wow, people really like have this fit, like they don't really people care about how people look at them. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna just go on live and tell people just to embrace their face. And this is the process. You're going to have to grow through this.
You only got one. You got to better embrace it.
Uh-huh. And I was like, you know what, guys? Just snapshot this and tag me in it and make a collage with your face and my face. And then it just became more bigger than embrace your face. And it went to be your biggest fan as well. Because people have low self-esteem. And people always put people down all the time. And I was like, you're not perfect. Everyone's not perfect. So I'm here to just let you know that I'm not perfect as well, and we could embrace ourselves together.
I love your positivity. Mm-hmm. Good for you, man. Good for you. Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Yes.
Current song obsession.
Ooh, I would say, crap. Oh, my gosh. It's okay. What has been playing on the radio lately?
Yeah, like what song can you not get out of your head right now? Like what's like your go-to jam right now?
Crap. I want to say it. I'm trying to think. It's been a lot of songs. Okay, I would say Kendrick Lamar, Love.
Okay.
Has been playing on the...
What were you struggling with? What was the other one?
I'm trying to think. I feel like it was like some... I think it was like Cardi B song or something.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just trying to think like which song was it because it was a lot of songs that have been playing.
She's been playing a lot. Well, Bodak Yellow doesn't stay off the radio.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't.
Last movie you saw in theaters.
Oh, the last movie I saw, Jumanji.
Did you like it?
I loved it. Yeah. I really liked it because I was like, how are they going to make it into like a video game? And I liked how the transition of that.
Yeah, the kids liked
and
it
now
too.
And Jumanji could do its own thing.
Right?
Yeah.
What was your nickname growing up?
Oh, Mr. Brown.
Why?
Because I had ashy knees.
Who named you Mr. Brown?
My grandmother.
Cause, it's tight.
Because I had like the rain boots and...
Yeah.
Like really high shorts, and I just would wear all these different colors and stuff. And then I had ashy knees, like Mr. Brown from Meet the Browns, Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns.
Yeah, that could be my new favorite nickname. Yeah, I heard either. What superpower would you like?
Ooh, what superpower? I would say super strength and healing. Yeah, healing.
You can only one player. You're getting a little greedy now.
Okay.
One superpower. You either heal people or you're strong. Which one?
One power. I would probably... What, can I pick a superhero?
No,
because a superhero encompasses more.
Maybe you
than
heal
one.
People and then try just become a bodybuilder.
Heal people and work out.
Heal people and work out. Yeah.
Is that it?
I guess. Yeah. Right.
All right. Well, listen, Mr. Brown.
Yes.
You're welcome here anytime. Good to see you. And meanwhile, you can watch Stranger Things on Netflix and follow him on Twitter at Caleb McLaughlin. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. On with Mario Lopez.